Let's go deeper first into news that Apple is refusing to comply with a federal court order to help FBI agents hack into the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters. In a statement on Apple's website, CEO Tim Cook says that giving access to Syed Farouk's phone would have implications far beyond the legal case at hand. Cook says it could even undermine encryption on all modern iPhones. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there.
What exactly is the court asking Apple to do?
Well, it appears the court wants Apple to build special software that will allow the government to bypass some of this new encryption technology that their phones are equipped with. In particular, in this case, if you try to put a passcode in and it's wrong 10 times, it is going to not just lock you out, but erase all of the data that's on the phone. And the government doesn't know the password, the passcode to this phone. So they're worried about trying some different, combinations and everything that's on the phone getting erased. And remember, this is not the information on the cloud. This is the information that was actually living on the physical phone.
Okay, so because of that issue where you get locked out after 10 times, that's why the FBI isn't just putting its own best hackers on the case themselves.
Exactly. And the problem and what Apple is so concerned about is that if they go ahead and build this special software, the government's saying they want access to this particular phone. But what Apple and some advocacy groups are saying is that this is asking Apple to build something like you think of it as a master key. And if they give it to the government and it exists for this one thing, will they then ask for it or use it over and over again? Basically, it nullifies this encryption that they've put in as a protection for everyone to be able to protect their privacy. So Tim Cook sees this as a threat to all customers' privacy, not just this particular case.
So why doesn't Apple just hand over the telephone's data to the FBI if that's really what they want?
Because the data lives on this actual phone, right? So it brings it back to this point of not being able to just unlock the phone. It means Apple builds the master key. They also don't have the key yet. They'd have to build it. And then once it exists, everyone knows it exists. And where does that lead you? It's very complicated. And, it's interesting that the government, this has been brewing for a while. We've known about this pressure between law enforcement and the technology companies who are pushing back and creating more and more encrypted technology. But the government very wisely is seizing on this case to really push the issue because it is the phone of a killer, of a known terrorist. What Apple's concerned about is, you can make the argument in this specific case, but it doesn't change the fact that what you're asking for is the right. And then who's to decide? Who's the arbitrator of when you may use this extended power? And that's what the tricky part is. So the government very wisely choosing a highly emotive case where it seems so black and white, but privacy experts say it is not. It goes to this larger issue of to what extent do people give up privacy for national security. It's very complicated. And believe me, this is one that's probably going to weave its way. Legal experts are telling us at CNN, possibly all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Okay. Rob is going to talk a little bit more about that and the ethical issues in just a minute. But give us the general overview of what the FBI wants the access for. What does it hope to achieve?
They want to see the sort of final move. And so if you've got an iPhone or a smartphone and it's backing up to a cloud, it does it every so often. But if you're talking about something that happened in the final moments of that day, that is not on the cloud. That exists on the phone. And they're hoping to use that to piece together their investigation. And they say it's crucial. They don't have that yet. And they need that. They owe it to the families. Again, this is where the problem is Apple is. And it's not just, by the way, Lisa, an issue just with the U.S. Privacy advocates are also concerned if the U.S. government gets this right, what does that do? Does that embolden governments like China and Russia to ask and demand that same access for technology companies? So it's going to be a U.S. issue, a U.S. legal issue, but this is an international, global issue when you're talking about this push and pull between privacy and national security and the involvement of corporations. When they encrypted it, they sort of took themselves out of the equation, right? They put it back on governments and the individuals to work it out. Now this is pulling it in. If they have to go ask them to do this, it's up to Apple to decide case by case, should they do this? What if China starts asking, as they have in the past, for information about dissidents? Do they have to hand it over? I think they would rather Congress legislate this than see this and let the people decide how much of the freedom they want to give up for national security and it not be a corporate decision that they're faced with making. That's the pinch that they find themselves in.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thank you.
You're welcome.